We're in Reis Samach Gimel, the halachas of Adlakas Neiris. We're up to Siv Beis. We'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Echod ha'anoshim ve'echod ha'anoshim chayovim lios bevateim ner doluk b'shabbos. Men and women equally have a chiv that there should be ner in their house on Shabbos. Afilu ein lo mayochal, shol al ha'psochim. This mitzvah is so important that the halach is if you don't have what to eat, you have to go knocking on doors to collect money to enable yourself to light candles. V'lokeach shemen umadlik is aner, sheze bechlal onig shabbosu. You have to buy oil and have ner in order to be mekayim this mitzvah. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, if it's a choice between having what to eat or having ner shabbos, pas comes first. But if you already have challah, the question now is to have more food or to have candles, ner Shabbos comes before all the extra macholim. How much pas do you need? Not just to have a kazayis, you need kedei sviya, enough that you should walk away satisfied. Shalashudis, some hold that ner Shabbos is kodim, the reason being because we learned beferish in the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos that if you don't have money, you don't start collecting money in order to have shalashudis. It says, Asei Shabbat Chachol, if other than Shalashudis, you have enough of your own, and it's only for Shalashudis that you have to start collecting, you don't collect. By Ner Shabbos, you are supposed to collect. Therefore, there are many who say that Ner Shabbos is more important than even Pas for Shalashudis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, here, even if you're going to hold that Shalashudis comes first, as long as you have a little bit more than a kibbutz, that is enough, and anything more than that, Ner Shabbos certainly comes before. Not only should you knock on doors, but you should even sell your clothes if necessary. All of this is to be mekayim, the bare minimum, which is one candle. All of the inyanim you would not go collecting money for. Siv Gimel, even though we just said in Siv Beis that Echad Hanoshim ve'Echad Hanoshim Chayavim, but Hanoshim Muzhoros Bo Yoser. The women are the ones that mamish have the mitzvah b'pol of doing the lighting, mipnei shemitzuyas b'bayis v'oskis b'tzorchei abayis, because they are around the house, and they're the ones that take care of the needs of the house. Which means, if a husband says he wants the schus of Ner Shabbos, he does not have the right to take it away from his wife. What happens if a woman is giving birth, so her husband should light in place of her? If she can light too, that's wonderful. What if she's not home? She's in the hospital. He should light at home. And we'll see later that she may be able to light in the hospital too. Now, why is it that a woman has the kedim on the mitzvah? So the Mechaber says because she's at home. But we find another time in Chazal because he kof son neiro shel olam. She was the one that brought death to Adam Arishan by way of the Eitz Hadas, which means she put out the candle of the world. Therefore, she goes and replaces it. And especially since that happened on Erev Shabbos. Nevertheless, the poskim bring down that the husband should be the one that is preparing the candles. In fact, there's a Reb Kiva Eger in Mishnayos who is medayik that the mitzvah of the woman is hadlokas aner, where the Mishnah mentions chala nida and hadlokas aner. The Mishnah wants to be mamayit that everything other than the actual hadlaka should be done by the husband. It's only the lighting of it that the woman does. Further, im ein yodo maseges liknos ner Shabbos lo kiddush ayom, if you can't afford ner Shabbos and wine for kiddush, ner Shabbos kodim. Ner Shabbos comes before kiddush. The reason being that this is for shalom bayis. Now, even though Kiddush itself is a Doraisa, Kiddush alayayin is a Drabanon, plus you can always be Makadosh alapas. V'chein imein yodo maseges liknos ner Shabbos v'ner Chanukah ner Shabbos kodem, mishum sholom bayis. As important as ner Chanukah is, ner Shabbos, because of sholom bayis, comes first. Dein sholom b'bayis below ner, because if people are going to be falling all over the place and blaming one another, you won't have sholom bayis. Says the Ramad, imein yodo maseges liknos yayin l'kiddush, Liknos ner Chanukah, ayin lekamon. So, what does it come out? That ner Shabbos has kedima even over ner Chanukah and over Kiddush. Now, what happens if he has one ner for ner Shabbos? He should use a second ner for ner Chanukah. Meaning, you're not mekayim zocher v'shomer and then not like ner Chanukah. Now, what happens if he doesn't have enough to light lots of ner Shabbos? and to light the Mahadrin for Hanukkah. Say he's got three Neiris. It's the second night of Hanukkah. He has a choice between lighting two Neiris for Shabbos and one for Hanukkah, or two for Hanukkah and one for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that it's more important to do the two for Hanukkah, because the Din Mahadrin on having on being Mosif Aholuch is a Gemara, that's Meikra Din. Whereas the Indian of the Tosefis of Or for Ner Shabbos, that is not. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a Magen Avraham that if a woman Chalila is blind, she should make the bracha. If her husband can see, it's better that he make the bracha and be motzi her. If you have another woman that's lighting at the same table, say you have a blind woman who's lighting together with other women, we will later see that the reason why at a table you can have more than one woman lighting with a bracha is because the Ramah holds that you can make a bracha over Tosefes Or, the additional light. It adds to the atmosphere. Even though a Summa benefits, a blind woman benefits from the Nair because now everyone else can see her, Tosefes Or is something you have to experience yourself. Therefore, a blind woman cannot make a bracha on Tosefes Or. She can only light if she's the only one that is lighting candles over there.